you create a sacred space apart, then you invite people into it.
All to serve a larger purpose.
Whatever we make, we want people, when they experience it, to praise God.
And experience a sip of wine as a divine gift. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Morehouse in Vina, California.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Market Report. Before we get started, a reminder that today is a USDA WASDE report day. Report due out at 11 o'clock this morning. We'll have special coverage in the wake of that report this afternoon at 12:40 p.m. with Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 5:47, down 14 and a quarter. Soft May, 5:16 and three quarters, down 9 and a half. May corn, 3:76, down 3 and a quarter. July, 3:83 and a half, down 3 and three quarters. September, 3:91 and a half, down 3 and a half. And December, 4:01 and a quarter, down 3 and a half. May soybeans, 9:57 and three quarters, down 13 and three quarters. July, 9:62 and a half, down 14 and a half. November, 9:48 and a quarter. Now 3 quarters, down 12 and 3 quarters. May soybean meal, 3:15.10, down 4.80. May soybean oil, 30.63, down 32. April live cattle, 161.50, up 5 cents. April feeders, 216.90, up 67.5. And April lean hogs, 62.37.5, and they are up 2.5.
How would you like this as your personal cell phone answering message?
Good agricultural day to you. This is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Jack is not here right now, but leave your name and number after the beep and he'll get back to you.
You can have that or another custom message on your cell phone from Dave by calling now at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of agricultural support. We'll randomly pick up to 5 winners, one for each day of our spring pledge drive.
And joining us now on the phone, the aforementioned Dan Zwicker. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, soybeans very much the leader to the downside, and probably not all that surprising given the cancellations to Unknown and to China today, as well as a WASDE report, which probably is going to remind us of a supply side, and then the weather, which is wet and says the longer you wait, the more beans you plant.
Well, I think that's what the market's reflecting. I mean, it started to show weakness yesterday and last night that the weather pattern is such that the trade is beginning to speculate that we may pick up a few more bean acres, but it's still a shade early yet. But that's kind of their thinking anyway. And then, of course, when we saw the sales cancellations this morning, just really, you know, added fuel to that fire. Now, USDA is expected to tighten up the balance sheet, 25 to 50 million. But the thing of it is that's old news. I mean, basically what today's reports are going to do is just reflect the March 1st stocks numbers in the supply-demand tables. So there's really not much surprise expected. And even if there was a surprise one way or the other, I think the trade would probably discount it because their mace basically feel that there's adequate supplies of both corn and soybeans around. The market, as far as the planting season in the southern delta areas and the Ohio River Valley, at least at this point, are being slowed. We'll maybe lose some corn acres to milo and soybeans in those areas. But at this point, it doesn't seem like the trade is really worried about any dramatic decline in future supplies. And when you combine all that together, it's just really hard to hold the market up this time of year.
Could it be that traders are just completely passing over the idea that when we saw the March 1st quarterly grain stocks report and soybeans of 1.334 billion bushels, that that number perhaps is quite quite bullish and not bearish, in that, I mean, we have sold the heck out of our supplies. I think close to 70% of the supplies are already gone and halfway through the marketing year, and usually in the second half you get somewhere between 20 to 30% sold. You could easily make a case if things don't slow down that we're right back in the at the 100 million bushel level.
Well, but I don't think they would. It's not going to be this year. I think where you can really tighten up a balance sheet is when you look ahead another marketing year. And, of course, that depends on how many acres actually are planted to soybeans, and then what kind of yield do you want to put on them. But the fact that ending stocks is coming down from, you know, harvest talk of 450 million, maybe down to 330 million for the current year, you know, is supportive in a sense, is that it requires a good planting next year and good favorable weather here this over the summer months. But there's just nothing at the moment to really worry about, and I think that's what you have in the marketplace. The market has to have a storyline, and the storyline right now basically favors the bear side of the equation, is that we have adequate supplies. Demand is likely to slow as we go forward on soybeans because of the large South American crop. And we'll have to see how this weather pattern shapes up over the next 2 to 3 weeks, because then I think, you know, if there's a big, large chunk of the growing region that's not able to get into the field, then the trade will then begin to maybe ratchet down production potentials. And that could be generally supportive, but we'll have to see how that plays out.
Well, in the beans, we have been range-bound between $10 and $9.37, $9.40 on the November since the beginning of the year. Do you think that talking about a continued wet spring, does that provide enough downward impetus to maybe break soybeans below $9.37?
Well, I think the potential is definitely to push soybeans down to maybe, you know, new lows for the year. And if you start making new lows for the year, then you basically, you know, are in a solid downtrend. But I don't know. I mean, it's just at the moment, it looks like a choppy, sideways, to lower type market until the trade can get a little more comfortable with what kind of prospects we're actually going to have here in 2015. And then if everything looks good, then the market is going to continue to go to the downside. If there's issues that maybe there's a lot of acres that just don't get planted, period, because it's too wet. I mean, mm-hmm. the key here, I guess, the question is the wetness that we're seeing in the Ohio River Valley, in the eastern Corn Belt, and maybe in the southern, in the Delta area, is this another 1993 where they just get deluged with moisture after moisture after moisture and just don't hardly get anything planted, whereas in 1993 it was basically the western Corn Belt in Iowa. You know, it's hard to bet on that type of an extreme, but, you know, that would be the only thing, I think, at the moment that could really stir this market up. Hot and dry weather is always something that will stir up a market when and if it ever comes, and that's still kind of a June, July, August issue at this point.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn is 376.5 down 2.75. July, 384 down 3.25. December, 401.75 down 3. May soybeans, 958.5 down 13. July, 963 down 13.5. November, 948 down 12.5. May soybean meal, 315.50 down 440. May soybean oil, 3061 down 34. Hard red winter May wheat, 547.25 down 14. Soft May, 517.5 down 8.75. April feeders, 216.75 up 52.5. And April lean hogs, 62.22.5 down 7.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.